special greetings to all uncles, aunties, and brethren. This is the bilingual worship message for the 17th of January. It is truly my joy to be able to bring the Lord's word to all of you today. I would like to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy new year and wishing you the Lord's blessings in 2021. As we begin 2021, one of the things that we recognize is that the challenges of life still continue. The challenges of life did not end when 2020 ended. In fact, problems of life will continue to be there in 2021, and perhaps there will be new challenges that we need to face. The problems of life can affect anyone, even believers, and they can cause us to be afraid, and they can cause us to fear. Now, what is the best thing to do when we are afraid? And that really is to turn to God in prayer. It is the best thing to do. It is the wisest thing to do. And that is something that we are seeking to study. Prayer is a subject that we are seeking to study for the months of January and February. Now, prayer ought to be a natural response for all who believe in Him whenever we are afraid. And this morning, we're going to take some time to read Psalm 46. This is a psalm that has become personal and precious to me. And it is a psalm that teaches us important lessons about turning to God and trusting in Him. Now, one of the questions that we want to ask as we begin is, can we turn to God when we are afraid? Can we turn to God when we face problems in life? And when we are afraid? And the answer is yes. An absolute yes. And that is what the psalmist proclaims in Psalm 46, in verse 1 of Psalm 46. Psalm 46 is written by the sons of Korah. And in verse 1, the psalmist made a proclamation, a wonderful proclamation about God. And let me read this for you. In Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And the psalmist highlighted three thoughts about God in this verse. The first thought is that God is our refuge. The idea of refuge is one where we can find protection and shelter. And so this is what the psalmist says. God is someone that we can turn to and that we can pray to when we meet with problems in life. He is there to be our refuge, to protect us and to shelter us. The second thought that the psalmist wrote in verse 1 is, God is our strength. Can we turn to God and can we pray to Him whenever we are afraid, when we feel weak, when we feel helpless? And the answer is yes, because God is our strength. God will be there to give us the strength that we need. Now, sometimes we are concerned that, you know, when we bring hearts of weakness, when we feel weak in our hearts, whether we can come to God in prayer. And the answer is yes. You know, sometimes because of the problems of life, we will not be happy and strong all the time. There will be moments when we feel weak. There will be moments when we feel helpless. But can we turn to God in prayer for strength? And the answer is yes. And the third idea that the psalmist shared is that God is a very present help in trouble. This tells us that we can turn to God anytime we need. Whether we are at home, whether we are in the hospital, in the morning we can turn to God. In the afternoon or at night, you know, there may be times when we are not able to sleep because
We are worried. We are fearful. Can we turn to God? And the answer is yes. He is the ever-present help in time of trouble. And you know, the psalmist says, he proclaims that God is one whom we can turn to whenever we fear. He is refuge. He is our strength. And he is an ever-present help in trouble. And I really like what the psalmist continues to say in verse 2. The psalmist says, therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. And that is the faith of the psalmist. When we are able to exercise our faith in God in times of fear, the psalmist says, we will not fear. This does not mean that there will be no fear. Fear will still continue to exist. But what this means is that we will not be overcome by the problem of fear. Even if there are natural calamities, mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, earth be removed, these are descriptions of natural calamities. And to the psalmist, when we are able to exercise fear, faith in God, fear will not overcome us, even if we have to face natural calamities, like earthquakes, like tsunamis. And you know, uncles and aunties, we do not face natural calamities, particularly in Singapore. But we face other kinds of problems. Problems that are similar to natural calamities that affect many people, that have devastating effects, that can cause great fear to arise. And one example is the current COVID-19 situation. It has affected many people around the world. It can affect health seriously. And you know, people can die from this illness. Every day I read the news and I follow how in Singapore the government would share how many cases would there be each day, how many cases are spreading in the community. And that is because we are all concerned. And you know, problems and big problems, great problems like this can bring about fear in the heart. But the psalmist wonderfully proclaims that God is one whom we can turn to whenever we fear. We can turn to him and we can pray to him because he is our refuge, he is our strength, and he is a very present help in trouble. But how? How does God actually help us? And I really like what the psalmist says. And you know, one way in which God helps us is through his presence. In Psalm 46, verse 3, the psalmist says, in verse 4, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. And that was how the psalmist described the presence of God. The presence of God was described and likened to be like a life-giving river, a river that gave life. Now, whenever there's a river in a city or in a place where people live, that river will bring life to the people, will bring happiness to the people. That is what God's presence will also do for us. God's presence is life-giving. God's presence brings a special gladness to the heart. In verse 5, the psalmist continues to say, God is in her midst. This is a description of the presence of God. She shall not be moved. When God is with us, because God is with us, no matter what challenges we face in life, we will not be shaken. We will not be overwhelmed by the challenges that we face. And in the second part of verse 5, we read, God shall help her just at the break of dawn. And you know, I really like what the psalmist says here. The break of dawn, just before the break of dawn, is actually the time when it is the darkest. And that was how the psalmist described God's presence. God's presence is there with us, and he will help us even in the darkest of times. And uncles and aunties, this is a wonderful word of encouragement. The God that we have, He is constantly with us. He's always with us. Perhaps there are times when we are struggling to the point where we cannot bear with the challenges anymore. Sometimes we are so fearful, we don't know what to do. God's word tells us that God is there for us, even in the darkest moments of our lives. And that is how God wonderfully helps us. One way, through His presence. And the second way is really through His power. In verse 6, we read, "The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, the earth melted." And this is a description from the psalmist which tells us that the things of the earth are nothing before God. God has the power to overcome any problem, any challenge there is on this earth. In verse 8 to 9, the psalmist continues to say, "Come, behold the works of the Lord." And the psalmist continues to say, "Who has made desolations in the earth? He made wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." And this is an image of war, an image of a God who ends the war. He is a God who triumphs. And the psalmist says in verse 8, "Come, behold these works." These are things that God has done. Our God is a powerful God, and His power has been proven again and again. His power that allows Him to stand above anything in this world, His power that has been proven again and again. And you know, God helps us with His presence and also with His power. So this psalm is one of the lessons that we want to learn from Psalm 46, is really to turn to God whenever we fear. Perhaps there are times in our lives where we experience fear because of the challenges that we face. We can turn to God. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our present help. He wonderfully helps us through His presence and through His power. But turning to God is not enough. Because as humans, we are weak. And no, we are not able to escape the problem of feeling troubled. So the challenge for us is really, on one hand, to turn to God in prayer, but at the same time, to trust in Him. Because we can pray while feeling trouble in our hearts. And that is not the right way to pray. We want to pray and turn to Him whenever we are afraid, but we also want to exercise our trust. We want to trust in God whenever we pray. And this is something that I recognize for myself. It is not easy to trust. It is not easy to escape from the problem of feeling troubled in the heart. And I recently there was an incident that caused me to be very worried. I have a daughter. She was born in 2020. Her name is Kyra. Her Chinese name is Mian. And she's 8 months plus right now. And she's really God's blessing to me and my wife. But a few weeks ago, we had a bit of an accident. You see, my daughter, Kyra, was playing on the bed and I was looking out for her. But while we were playing, there was just a particular moment where I turned my head away. And somehow, in that same particular moment, she actually fell off the bed. And she started crying and obviously it would be very painful for her. So my wife and I, we were very concerned and we picked her up and we consoled her and we checked whether she was fine and it seemed fine. There was no swelling in the head. And after a while, she was happy again. And we thought that, okay, we will continue monitoring and hopefully nothing would go wrong. But later in the day, in the afternoon, we actually got a shock, and we were actually very frightened. Because in the afternoon, we actually noticed some dried blood in the ears, in one of her ears. And you know, immediately, many thoughts went through my mind. We don't know what happened. Would it be an ear infection that caused the bleeding? Or could it be because of the fall this morning and something happened inside and which caused the bleeding? And you know, I was afraid, I was worried, and we consulted a few church doctors, and the advice was to go down to the hospital immediately just to check it out because she fell in the morning. And on my way there, I naturally turned to God in prayer, and I asked God to help and to be there. And this was a text, this was a psalm that I remembered, Psalm 46, verse 1. God is my refuge, God is my strength, and God is my ever-present help. But at the same time, I must admit that I was still worried in my heart. And you know, the heart was still troubled. And you know, God, this is the weakness of the human heart. Even though we can turn to God in prayer and we ask God for help, there are times when we still feel discouraged and we are still afraid. You know, this psalm is very precious because it includes God's encouragement to us all. God knows how weak we are. And so in this psalm, God gives us an added word of encouragement, and that is found in verse 10. And let me read this for you. God says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And that is God's encouragement to us. One, to be still, which is to practice stillness and calmness in heart and mind. To not focus on our fears, to not focus on the challenges that we are facing, but to learn to be still, to calm ourselves down. And second, to know that He is God. And what this means is to know God in a deep and intimate way that would overcome our fear. To let the knowledge of God, that He is refuge, He is strength, present help, let this knowledge go deep in our hearts. Let it become personal, deeply personal to us. And the third word that God gave is that He will be exalted. He will be above. He will stand above. He will reign victorious over all things. And that is our faith, to believe in Him. So one, to be still, to not be afraid. Two, to dwell on God, to know that He is God. And thirdly, to believe in Him, that He will reign over all things. And you know, through that incident of my daughter falling down at a hospital, this was something that I sought to practice for myself. Now, I did not know what was happening, but God knows. I was not able to help Kyra, but God was able to. And you know, I just learned to pray to Him and to trust in Him. And you know, when Kyra came out from the seeing the doctor with my wife, I couldn't be in because of the restrictions. Only one parent could follow Kyra in. She was happy, she was smiling, and the doctor couldn't find anything wrong with her. So in the end, the doctor just suspected that she just scratched her ear until there was blood in her ear. But you know, it happened at the same time, the fall in the morning and the scratching of the ear in the afternoon. And you know, that really brought great fear to me. But at the same time, I was glad that Psalm 46 is a text that I could turn to. And you know, I was reminded to turn to God and to trust in Him. And the psalmist tells us wonderfully that when we learn to turn to God in prayer, and when we learn to trust in Him, there comes a confidence. Not that our problems will go away, but that we will find a confidence in God to face all our challenges in life. And this confidence was expressed by the psalmist in verse 7. Psalmist says, "The Lord of hosts is with us." The Lord of hosts describes a commander of mighty angels. And that is who God is. He, the commander of mighty angels, is right there beside us when we face challenges in life. The psalmist goes on to say, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Jacob is significant because Jacob was alone and helpless and running away at one point of time in his life. But God was there to protect him, to provide for him. And this same God who was refuge to Jacob is also refuge to us. And that was the confidence that the psalmist found as he turned to God and as he trusted in God. He repeated this in verse 11, and this was how he ended Psalm 46. He began with God as refuge, strength, and very present help. He ended with confidence in God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And uncles and aunties, today as we read this psalm together, what can we learn and what can we truly be encouraged by? And you know, one key thought that we must have is that we need not be afraid of the challenges of life. We need not be overcome with fear whenever there are difficulties that we face, because we have a God who is our refuge. He is our strength, and He will always be there to help us. Our challenge is to always turn to Him in prayer whenever we fear. And this is something that we can all turn to. Even if we are a bit older, we can also turn to God in prayer. Even if, you know, we don't have a lot of Bible knowledge, we only have a little knowledge, as long as we believe in God, we can pray to Him. We can turn to Him whenever we fear. We don't have to be pastors. We don't have to be Bible study teachers. You know, God is refuge to all of us. He will give that strength to everyone. And He is our very present help. And we can all turn to God. This is something that we ought to do, to learn to always turn to God whenever we are afraid. But not only to turn to God, to also trust in Him. To learn to trust in Him and to exercise trust whenever we pray. And if our hearts are troubled when we pray, God encourages us to be still, to know that He is God, and to believe that He will be exalted above all things. And so, uncles and aunties, as we begin 2021, perhaps there are challenges that some of you continue to face. Perhaps there will be new challenges that will come in this year. And, you know, perhaps there will be times when we are afraid. And no, fear can be very difficult to overcome it. We think about it all the time. Even at night, we are not able to sleep because we are worried. No, let's learn. Let's learn from Psalm 46 to trust in God, to turn to God in prayer and to trust in Him. And, you know, our encouragement and our faith is that we can be confident in God. Confident in God to face whatever challenges that come our way in life. A confidence that we can have to overcome all our fears. And I wish you this confidence. I encourage all of us, once again, to practice this in our lives, that to turn to God in prayer, to trust in Him. And may there be full and absolute confidence in God, no matter what challenge we face in life, no matter what challenge we will face in 2021. Well, may the Word of God bring an encouragement to all our hearts. Let's turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to come before You and we thank You for this wonderful Word that we can read. We read of how You are our refuge, our strength, our very present help. And Father, we know that we need not fear the problems of life because You are there with us and You help us. We pray that You would teach us to always turn to You, to make prayer a first and natural response each time whenever we are afraid, and to also learn to trust in You, to be still, to know that You are a God who would reign, who would be victorious over all the challenges that we face. We pray that this is a psalm that would become personal to us and that we would find that confidence that we can have in you no matter what we face this year. We pray especially for all our brethren who are struggling right now. We pray that you will be that special refuge, strength, and present help to each and every one of them. And may we all learn to turn to you and to trust in you. In your Son's most precious name, we pray. Amen.